Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, can I have 2421, please?
This is 2421.
Is this Nicole?
It is.
Hi, Nicole. This is Jerry Sikkema with Synergistic Environmental.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Pretty good. Let me pull your information up really quick here. Okay, let me see here. All right, so we had two approvals for you for the equipment and the working capital, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's see here. Did I give you any information on the equipment approval? Or
no, you
did not do that yet.
I sent you a note that I was primarily interested in the working capital since we had other approvals on the equipment already.
Okay. And what type of approvals were you issued, I guess?
Well, leases on both. Both.
Like a lease to own or just a lease?
Lease to, on the truck we have a lease to own in 5 years, 60 months.
Okay.
With a $100 buyout.
Uh-huh.
And then on the the skid steer and the mini excavator, we have a 60 months with a buyout option for or a walk away option.
Okay.
And the buyout option for both of those is around $13,000, I think, somewhere in that area.
And you have to pay at the very end?
Yeah, after 60 months.
Oh, okay. Is that what you wanted? Or did you want
in terms of our cash flow, it was, kind of attractive because of the of the low monthly payments.
Right. What are the what were the monthly payments they're offering?
With insurance, I believe a combination of the two was like $1,700 a month.
That's for the skid steer and the excavator?
Yes, for both of
them. Okay.
They also gave us the option to buy out, buy straight out, which would have been like $2,500 a month, I believe it was.
Okay, so you just didn't want that option.
Well, we're just looking at trying to conserve capital.
Okay.
This is a new area for us to be working in, and so we're going to keep our monthly payments low.
What is this new area that you're working in?
The septic area, pit traps, grease traps, septic installation, utility work, stuff like that.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Well, what I can do is we do have an approval. We usually do the approvals for equipment in segments. So we just started with the truck for you and got that approved for the full 103. And I didn't put together any options for what you're looking for, you know, with kind of like the balloon payment. I didn't know that you were looking for that. So what I'll do is once we get off the phone.
We were looking for a low buyout. In this case, the one that approved us was a $101 buyout.
So yeah.
After 60 months.
So this one's just a fixed payment that goes through the 60 months on the truck.
Okay. Okay.
No. Is that what they're offering you for the truck?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
okay.
It's a fixed payment.
And are you happy with that payment, or do you want to see what we can offer?
Yeah, I want to see what you can offer.
Okay. Are they requiring any money down?
No. Well,
no.
One payment?
Okay. Okay. And are you trying to keep the payment around a certain amount per month?
Yes. I mean, the reason we took the 60-month was that was the lowest payment, of course.
Right.
We had other options, too, 3-year, 4-year, 5-year, and so on.
Okay.
But that was the lowest payment.
Okay. All right. I'll have to put those numbers together. So when we get off the phone, I'll go ahead and email that to you.
Okay. That'd be great.
Okay. Now, let's jump over to the working capital. Give me one sec.
In the working capital area, my goal is to get rid of the these high interest rates that I'm paying at on deck.
Okay.
I want to get rid of those as soon as I can.
Okay. Let me pull this up and kind of see, discuss this with you. Sorry, I have two different files for you, so I got to pull them both up. Okay, so did you have an ideal amount in mind for the working capital?
No, I just to clear all of my short-term, you know, credit card and on deck and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
About $100,000 total.
Okay. What is the balance on the working capital loan? I mean, with on deck.
I sent you all that on the on deck stuff.
Mhm.
The credit card balances are, I think, two or three of them are around $20,000.
Okay.
And the rest are smaller than that.
Okay, but just for the on deck, do you know what that balance is?
I think it's right at 9 on the actual loan, and then it's around 21, I think, 22 maybe, on the line of credit.
Okay.
I don't have it here in front of me, but
you
should have all that.
Them as well.
You should have that in your files.
Yeah, I'm sure that we have it. I just... you know, I didn't know that you were calling me right now, so I just thought maybe you knew.
Oh, okay.
Offhand, really quick. Okay. Now, did you want to keep the line of credit open, or were you looking to pay that off?
I'm thinking I'm not so sure I'd pay off because I know I paid all that interest up front. But the line of credit, revolving line of credit, is kind of as you go. So I'd probably cut that one out. It'd be
$20,000. Okay.
Try to pay that off and just go with whatever you guys can offer me if it,
mm-hmm.
you know, if it's advantageous.
Okay. So it looks like right now, and I have to get clarification if they want to pay off that line of credit. They're going to want to pay the loan off.
Okay.
But typically those loans are, each payment consists of both principal and interest.
Well, that's true, but the way they stack it is they loan you $14,000, they give you
mm-hmm.
a $17,000, $18,000 note to pay off.
Right.
So any way you look at it, you know, when you get it whittled down, you still, I don't know, I always look at it as you're paying the interest first and then...
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I know sometimes it's like that with a mortgage, but a lot of times these loans are just structured differently. So there's not really a separation of the principal and interest on them. Yeah. But
both of those are very high interest rate. And if you guys can come back with something, you know, that's
mm-hmm.
more reasonable, then I'll just pay them off and deal with y'all.
Yeah. Now, are you okay with the term that you have currently, or did you have any requests in regards to that?
Well, what I don't like, I mean, the term is indefinite. The loan pays off, I think, in November.
Okay.
The other one is just revolving, so it can go on forever, ostensibly.
Yeah.
But the part that I don't like is they debit my account every day on the loan, and I don't like that. It's very hard for me to control my finances when they're jerking it out of there every day.
Okay. So we do have a weekly payback option, but I don't think that we've gotten it approved on this round.
If we can get a monthly, so you're saying yours is a daily also?
Well, we have daily, weekly, and monthly, but on this first round, to establish a relationship, I'm only seeing the daily option.
Okay.
What we're thinking, and I'm going to email all this to you because it's kind of a lot of information, but what we're thinking is an initial offer of about $60,300, and the longest term we can go out to would be about 16 months. You could also choose something shorter term if you'd like, but it sounds like you're, you know, trying to keep the cash flow, you know, in a good situation, so you might want that longer term. Well, that's what I have to put together, because, again, I didn't know that you were I didn't know we were going to be discussing it right this second. So I have to get the numbers together, and I'm going to email it to you.
I get hundreds of calls about the short term. So we'll give you $60,000, you know, you pay back $80,000 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I get those offers all the time. I was hoping that you guys could come up with something that was, you know, longer term, but more reasonable in terms of interest rate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we do have longer terms, 2 years, sometimes 3 years. But because of the current balance, the ratios didn't allow for that particular term on this initial loan approval. I still think it's a pretty good approval, though.
Just figure out what you can do for me, and then I'll have to take a good look at it and see where we go with it. But,
perfect.
You know, I considered y'all more of a bank than a loan shark operation.
Well, why do you think we're a loan shark operation, just out of curiosity?
No, that's just what I'm running into out there. Everybody wants to loan you the quick $30,000, $40,000, you know, but then they want it all back. And the interest rates are like 28-35%, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of risk involved in a lot of these loans, but we do offer the longer-term loans. We do the equipment financing over 5 years, 6 years, with pretty good rates. And so, yeah, we're definitely a bank. We're not, you know, one of these companies that popped up, you know, in the past few months. We've been around for about 13 years, so... We definitely have the better programs here. You know, we just kind of have to work with what's out there, and sometimes it's a harder situation if there's already a balance and we have to pay it off. And that's just kind of, sometimes it limits our options. But I still think we have a pretty good option for you. So what I'll do is I will get these numbers squared away for you. Give me about an hour. Okay. And I'll shoot you an email, and I have the information for the working capital as well as the equipment. If you have any questions, let me know. You know, if either one of them look good, if both look good, you know, let us know. We can get you documents pretty quickly and kind of go from there.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay.
I like your people's style. I sense that, you know, you do have some sincere interest in a long-term relationship and a good banking relationship. So, I'm interested in working with you.
Okay, good. Well, perfect. Well, I'm glad we were able to get in touch today. Give me about an hour. I'll send this info over to you.
I'm out of pocket until Wednesday. We're on our last little vacation before kids go back to school. So.
Oh, you're on vacation right now?
Yeah.
Oh,
right,
okay.
We're out at the Gulf of Mexico. My wife's fishing. The kids are playing on the playground equipment here. So gave me a chance to give you a call.
Yeah, well, thank you. Okay, well, then we'll hear from you in a couple of days. You enjoy the rest of your trip.
All right, thanks for your help.
Okay, thank you. Bye.